Hollywood, California, we present Gene Herschel in a new Dr. Christian drama called Homemade Hero. Brought to you by the Keystone Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other Vaseline specialties. The new spring hats plead for a smooth hairdo, which means soft and manageable hair. No matter what kind of hair you have, you'll find it will be smoother looking, easier to arrange, if you'll give it regular treatment with Vaseline Hair Tonic before each weekly shampoo. The directions are simple. First, massage your scalp thoroughly with Vaseline Hair Tonic. Then, steam your head for 10 minutes with towels wrung out in hot water. Vaseline Hair Tonic supplements the natural scalp oil, keeps the hair soft and pliable. Get a bottle tomorrow and try this inexpensive home beauty treatment. Now, how would you like to win a luxurious free trip to the New York World Fair or the San Francisco Fair, or $250 in cash? And don't miss the announcement at the end of this program. The curtain is rising now on our Dr. Christian drama, Homemade Hero, starring Gene Herschel in his greatest of all roles, the country doctor. Tonight, the opening scene is laid in the doctor's office, where he is talking to Harvey Gibbs, the young man who runs our local hardware store.
The wages are a little off. What's the matter? Been working too hard?
Oh, no harder than usual.
Do you say?
No, not very.
Appetite?
Not too good, but... Oh, I'm a bit flat. I wouldn't have come in on it.
Only duty kept calling until you did. Do you know that after a man's had pneumonia, I like to keep my eye on him.
You sure told me so that time. Guess I'd have been a goner, actually.
You would have been a goner without your own willpower. You made up your mind to get well, and you did.
I didn't dare die. Could have made the whole family mad.
Harvey, how long is it since your brother-in-law died?
3 years.
And, you've been supporting your sister and your children ever since?
Yes.
And your mother as well?
That's right.
Must be quite a load.
I don't think it'll be personal, when you ask the case.
Well, I suspect you've been seeing a little bit too much.
Oh, all right. Fairies are fairies.
A very little point in lying to your lawyer or your doctor, Harvey.
I'm not.
You can tell me or not if you wish. But something's wrong. If I can help you straighten it out, I'd like to. You see, the doctor gets to be sort of sentimental about his patients and he's taken care of them at the same time for so many years the way I have. Since he seems like members of his own family, wants to watch out for them, advise them. Sometimes I suppose he thinks just an old busybody.
Oh,
well, not the times Harvey seems to seem like physical illness. Aren't that at all? Headache can be a fall with the best girl. Heart attack can be fear of losing your job. Stomach upset can be your mother-in-law coming to visit you. I got one patient who has acute indigestion every time his wife gets a new hat.
I suppose you got to know a lot about that thing.
Yes, I do. I know that something is bothering you. Making you lose weight, dragging you down. Isn't there anything you can do about it?
I don't believe there is. I'm afraid that's the sort of situation it's going to be.
Well, could it be twice? Are you and Agnes Johnson still engaged to be married?
Yes. Fine.
Oh, I just wondered. You've been engaged for quite a long time now, haven't you?
3 years.
And when are you going to be married?
Well, I don't know exactly.
Well, what's the matter? Doesn't Agnes want to give up teaching?
Yes, she does.
Does she want to get married?
Yes.
Well, then,
Dr. Christian, I've got mother and Annie and the two kids to support, and so we can't get married.
I see.
Our wedding day was all set, and Jim died. Of course, I had to help Annie. Jim didn't leave anything, even insurance. Agnes wanted me to.
Of course.
She figured the way I did, that we had all our lives before us, and Annie was in trouble, and we could afford to wait and give her a hand. But I was sorry to do this one.
It's been quite a while.
You know, Dr. Kitchen, I never really understood how Agnes came to say yes to me in the first place. She's always been crazy about importance, don't you? Her self-confidence. You know, the kind that sweep a girl off her feet.
She's a heroic type to me.
Yes.
Like a mortal worker.
How'd you guess?
No. He's the most obviously heroic man I know, I suppose.
What's always been the town hero? Well, That's the sort of man I'm going to have, I guess.
I don't suppose the fact that Maud Hallward has come back here for a visit has anything to do with your being below par, has it, Harvey?
No, but that is, well, it's
good.
I suppose I might as well tell you. You know what I mean. Dr. Clifton, I'm sunk. I don't know what to do.
Go on.
I love Diana. I loved her ever since she was a little girl in 1924. I want to marry her and make her happy. I think I could do it, too, if I had a happy chance.
I'm sure you could.
I'd make her see, then, that love could be real, even if it was, quiet. But all this swashbuckling stuff wasn't necessarily the only thing. I believe she'd understand after a while that it was kind of nice to have a man just caring about her, dependent. Day in and day out, just her.
Yes, Harvey.
But you see, I haven't got a chance. I can't prove anything. I want more than anything to grab her and run away and get married and be together for good. But instead, I say, yeah, I'm strong, by peace, and it's good. It's our mom. You see, I'm not so brave.
No, there are heroes and heroes, Harvey. You happen to be the kind I like this.
Oh, my dear, I'll move.
Where do we want? Tell me, Harvey, how does Agnes feel about all this? About Mort coming back and everything?
That's a terrible part of it, Dr. Clifton. You see, I don't know. And I'm afraid you're right.
I'm so glad I'm going with you. Thank heavens there's a charm at an airport within driving distance of River's End.
Oh, I'm glad you're going too, Judy. But I hope this weather clears up.
Oh, I shan't mind. I love to fly.
Dr. Paul Christian and his flying secretary. I said you'd be the only one at the convention.
Well, not many secretaries have bosses generous enough to take them along. I can't be at the convention much anyhow, you know. And Emma and I are going to do the town. Think of it. 3 whole days vacation in Chicago and an airplane trip besides.
Now you've earned it, Judy.
Cargo plane, gate 3. Cargo plane, gate 3.
Oh, it's almost time to take off.
Dr. Christian.
Hmm?
Look.
What?
Well, Chick-fil-A, we just drove up in a car there, getting on a plane now.
And what about them?
Oh, man, the girl in the gray suit.
Oh. Well?
I know them.
Do you?
You know I do. You know them, too. It's Agnes Johnson and Mort Hallworthy.
Yes.
What do you suppose they're taking a plane for?
Well, after all, Judy, you're not the only people who have business in Chicago.
No, but those two, and together. I think it's weird.
Well, it's none of our business. Let go our bags. Come on.
Because you don't suppose that...
Come on, Judy. Get aboard.
Come on, please.
Miss Judy Price. Dr. Paul Christian.
Oh, yes. Dr. Christian, do you know what I think? I think those two are eloping.
What two?
Agnes and Mort.
Oh, you're imagining things.
Yeah, I'm not. Agnes is all upset about something. She drives right by without even seeing it. They both look so funny.
Our seats are forward.
Will you take these 2 seats, please? 8 and 9.
Thank you.
May I take your coat? And that little bag?
All right. No. Yes, we're settled.
Right in front of us.
Exactly what time are we doing, Chicago?
Midnight, unless we're delayed. Delayed? There isn't much chance of that today, is there? Well, we hope not. Chewing gum?
Yes.
And may I give you a paper?
Thank you.
Fasten your seatbelt. We're going to take off now.
Yes.
Here we go. What's that position? I think it's falling away beneath us. Look how we're climbing. What fun!
Yes.
What's this, Jim? You think I ought to speak to Agnes, attract her attention?
Honestly, Judy, I don't know.
I've had a feeling something like this would happen ever since Mort came back.
Yeah, I've been afraid of it myself.
If you just been a kill, I would have.
Oh, maybe it is a show. Maybe we're just imagining things.
Imagining. Look at them.
Yeah. She doesn't look like a very happy bride.
Probably scared to death of what she's doing. Oh, what's that?
Just an air pocket. Where are you?
Well, took me by surprise. He's probably run off with a big piece of conceit.
Don't you like Mort?
Oh, not much. He's such a soul. He always has been, ever since he was a little boy. Just because he could play football.
Yeah, that's just what Harvey Gibbs said.
Harvey Gibbs is worth six of Mort.
Do you believe Atkins thinks so?
Well, evidently not, if he's really a locust.
Oh, I don't know if it would probably be nasty to anything. Probably both of them just happened to be taking the same place.
But why would Agnes be running off like this in the middle of the week? In the school and everything. Oh, I haven't taken it, you see. What's happening?
It's getting really bumpy.
Hello. Bumping me right off the seat. Look how dark it is.
Well, I guess we're running into a storm.
And the fastened seatbelt sign is on.
Oh, that's precaution. It probably won't amount to much. Not there feeling sick, are you?
Oh, yeah, just a little uneasy. Right there at the back of Agnes's head long enough, maybe she'll turn around.
Oh, she's much too busy talking to Maud.
Well, I'm going to try it. You talk to me now, or I'll concentrate. Turn around, Agnes, turn around. Hello, Agnes Johnson. Why, I thought it was you.
Oh, you're fine, Jim. Dr. Christian, I didn't see anything we got on this morning.
Oh, well, we got on after you did. Oh.
You know more from my brother, don't you? Judy Price and Dr. Christian.
Oh, boy. Judy and I went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Christian. Well, he picked me up when I broke my nose playing football.
Yes, and I did a good job, too. You'd never know that nose was broken.
Boy, it always was awfully proud of it.
Come on. You got it in for me, haven't you, Judy?
I wish I wouldn't do that. Where are you going, Agnes?
Why, Chicago.
Oh, so are we. Dr. Christian's going to a convention.
Oh,
I'm going to visit my aunt. Where's going to stay, Agnes, so we can see a matinee together or something?
Why, I...
Go on, tell them, Agnes.
Oh, you mean that, please.
If you don't, I will. Agnes and I are... Well, let's be old-fashioned and call it the local. We're going to be married in Chicago.
Married?
Are you, Agnes?
Yes, Dr. Christian. Isn't it wonderful?
You know, I've been crazy about Agnes ever since she was a little girl. I went away and we sort of lost track of each other. But when I came back and saw how sweet she was,
the old love came back. Was that it?
Yes, that was it.
And, for you too, Agnes?
Yes, of course for me too.
Hey, what was that?
Oh,
Dr. Christian.
It's all right, Judy. It's all right. We're just getting into a little storm.
A little storm? Look what's happening. You call it a little storm. Oh, look out that window.
Why, it's raining so hard, I can't see a thing.
I can't even see the wings yet. I've heard about this sort of thing.
Well, then you know there's no reason for alarming the girls. They'll come to help us. We tell you there's nothing to worry about.
There, that sign again.
What sign?
The one up in front that says fasten seatbelt.
Oh, that's just a key.
Why do we have to put on the belt again? Is there any danger?
Oh, it's just to keep you from being bumped around. We've run into a bit of weather.
Bit of weather?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah, where are you? Let me back in the barn, please.
Thank you.
This is the way, Judy. I'll help you.
Dr. Christian, everybody looks awfully frightened, don't they?
Oh, they're probably a little upset. You're all right, aren't you, Judy?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry, that one surprised me.
Great Caesar. Well, there's a fine
one. You look a little white, Mort. Good news, you're not frightened.
I do. Oh, no, I just...
Oh.
What's the question? Don't think there's any real thing to see.
Anyway, that's what the host said.
Yes, but she has to say that. It's her job to be professionally calm. Turn it off. Feel this thing, though. The wind's blowing it around like nobody's. Girls can feel it just as plainly as I can. We're in danger. Will they?
Be quiet.
I can't be quiet. As a Christian, I don't like this at all.
Voice on. You're alarming the other passengers.
Alarming? They're all green with fright already. Who do you think you're kidding, anyhow?
Now, listen, Mort.
Oh, go on. Pretend to be brave if you want to, Dr. Christian, but you're as scared as I am.
know we're in danger. I can see it in your face. Why did I ever come on this walking trip anyway?
Oh, no, please.
Darn you, Agnes. You got me into this. The plane was your idea.
What? Oh. Oh, Martin, hold on.
Hold on. What's the use of holding on? What's the use of holding on to anybody? We fall, and all the driving in the world can't stop you.
More. Just hit and stay. Pull yourself together.
Well, why would go on like this? Coach, you just talked to the pilot. What did he say? Where are we?
Well, I can't tell you exactly.
You don't know.
Well, you do know.
You don't know. Because the pilot doesn't know. And the pilot doesn't know because he's lost. And if he's lost, we're all lost. We're lost. We're lost in the storm. We're lost, my children. And it's holding off, boy. It's blaming me for a sucker.
Curtain comes down on Act One of the Dr. Christian drama Homemade Hero. We'll resume the program in just a moment. Next time you come home dog tired, treat your aching feet to the soothing comfort of a Vaseline jelly massage. A warm foot bath first, then the massage. Vaseline jelly helps soften corns and calluses too. It's safe to use on the tenderest skin because it's absolutely pure and free of all harmful ingredients. For soothing skin irritations and minor injuries, use Vaseline jelly freely. It costs only 10 cents in jars and tubes. When you buy, play safe and look for the trademark Vaseline. And by all means, keep the talking. It may help you in a glamorous free vacation at the World's Fair. Don't turn off your radio until you hear the simple rules of this exciting new contest at the end of this program. Is going up on the second act of Homemade Hero. And we find Dr. Christian, Judy Price, and the alertors Agnes Johnson and Mort Holworthy still aloft in the plane which is lost in the storm.
Judy, you suppose we could go up there with that madman so wide and just have us come back here?
Of course. And I'm fastened as well.
You'll be very careful.
I hope you can walk around this train. I guess I can.
I couldn't walk in here right now. Just hang on and crawl.
Okay. Agnes.
Yes?
Come back here with me.
I don't think I can.
Oh, I'll help you. I'm passing your bed. Yes. There. Now.
Thank you.
There. That's fine. Now, I wanted to take this.
What is it?
There's something I had in my cup too. It'd make the seat better.
Oh. It's my feel awfully kind.
This is all frightening, I know. But it'll be over with pretty soon.
You mean, you think they aren't going to
play? No, they're all right.
Oh, but more children.
Poor Mort.
Well, he's nowhere off
from
the rest of
us. Yes, he is, Agnes.
What?
Huh? A brave man never tastes of death but once.
You mean more as a coward, don't you?
What do you think?
Well, I don't know what to think. It's so awful. I didn't know what to do last week.
Well, you never even know about a man until you see him in the
air. Yes. Well, Dr. Fitton, I wonder if I've missed you.
You're the only one who knows that. Yes, Dr.
Do you really?
You're not going to be a coward, are you, Arthur?
No, I'm going to be like you and Judy, Arthur. Sitting here pretending nothing's going to happen. And I'm going on to tell you, but right up to the last minute, too. I'm also frightened, Dr. Fitton. Dr. Fitton, I know now I don't love you. I don't love anyone but Father. And now it's too late. It's funny, isn't it? Poor darling, how it's working so hard. And hopelessly. Oh! We're going to crash, aren't we, Dr. Christian? We're going to crash. Quiet. Quiet, everybody. I'm going to put you into a panic. Every
critical portions of the safety of the passengers has been taken by the airline. Our pilot is one of the base of service. It's a bad storm here, but taken from a Houston air driver, there has been work. But keep your self-control, everybody. Concentrate on believing, as I do, that you're going to ride it in safety.
We are not, you old hypocrite. We're going to crash. Let me out of here.
Oh, Mark, stop that. Oh, be quiet, my father. How are you?
Together. I thought I'd better come out ahead of them in this plane.
You sure gave them a shot. When I found you'd all been on a plane in that storm, was it awful?
Oh, we were never in any real danger, Harvey. Our pilot knew what he was doing every minute.
I wouldn't send a fellow word about going off on a vacation.
That was a sudden insight, Harvey. But I think it very likely, as it turned out. Me and Judy have been doing this over together for the past few days, and I think the change has given her a fresh viewpoint.
What do you mean?
Oh, life's been pretty dull for us before and ever since. And you know, Harvey, when you're too close to your blessings, you don't always see them as clearly as you might.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. That's a question. I've got something to tell you. You remember our conversation about Mort Hallworthy?
Yes.
Well, there wasn't any need to worry about him after all. He's gone back east.
Yes?
Mm-hmm. I just thought you'd like to know. It's a big weight off my mind.
Well, even with Maud out of the way, I wouldn't think you'd want to go on much longer.
That's a question I don't. Something's got to break, you know. I finally just came right out and told her, I mean, she had to go over something to help herself. She's trying to get a job.
Oh, she won't have to try very hard. I've got one for her.
Honestly?
At the new hospital. Next month when we get underway, she can have a job as receptionist. Oh, it won't pay a lot, but it'll take some of the load off your shoulders.
I see. You really mean there's a chance that Annie can earn something herself that she and her kids won't have to depend on?
Why not? Annie's a lady, nice lady, sensitive. I'm sure she's just a person for the job.
I can't believe it. Maybe someone like her.
Maybe she promised you. She tried, didn't she?
Yes.
Well, then, make a keep a promise.
What is she?
Harvey. You love Annie, don't you?
Yes.
And you want to marry her?
Yes.
Oh, then for heaven's sake, do it. You've proven you could take it all these years. Now claim your reward. Walk right up to Agnes when she gets up the plane and make her name today.
Name today?
No more delays, Harvey. You've got to find a title. I prove it. You've got to be firm with women if you want them to respect you.
I guess you're right.
Forget about her, Annie. I look after her. You concentrate on Agnes.
Oh.
Here she comes now. Take the news to her, Harvey.
Yes, I will. Thanks, Doc. Agnes. What do you mean by going away like this and not even telling me?
Why, I...
Well, you had me worried silly until I got Dr. Christian's telegram saying you were with Judy. You know what I thought?
No.
I was crazy enough to imagine that maybe you'd gone off with somebody else.
Oh, Harvey.
Forgive me, Agnes, but honestly, I wouldn't have blamed you. I've done such a sap. But that's all right. Agnes, you're going to marry me now. Today.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Why, Harvey.
Today.
But so soon? Oh, I couldn't, I mean.
Well, I wait as long as I'm going to. Now, you just got to take it or leave it.
Well, say goodbye now, Agnes.
Dr. Kitchen, Harvey's turned caveman on me. He's practically forcing me to marry him right now.
And you're guilty?
Objection? Why, no, I don't believe I am. I believe I'm accepting with pleasure. What do you say about it, Dr. Christian?
I? Mm-hmm. What should I say? Except God bless you. Three cheers. Three cheers for a homemade hero.
And the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian drama starring Jean Herschel, famous Hollywood actor. You heard Gloria Holden, featured screen player in the role of Agnes Johnson tonight. Also, popular Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price, Barry Drew as Mort Holworthy, Louis Jan Haidt as Harvey Gibbs, and Dorothy Lovett as the hostess of the play. Mr. Herschel will be out in front in a moment to tell you about next week's play. Meanwhile, here are the simple rules of our exciting new contest, in which there are 100 first prizes and 5,000 second prizes. Listen closely, and you may win a free trip to either World's Fair, New York or San Francisco, plus $150 for spending money, or $250 in cash instead of the trip. First, decide which World's Fair you'd rather see, and write a letter beginning as follows. I want to see the World's Fair because, and finish it in 50 words or less. Second, get a carton or wrapper or a tracing of a label from any item which bears the trademark Vaseline, such as Vaseline jelly, Vaseline hair tonic, or any one of the Vaseline products, or one from any Colgate Palmolive toiletry. Enclose it with your letter and mail to Vaseline Products, 17 State Street, New York City. For your convenience, entry blanks giving full details of the contest are available at your druggist or by mail. But your entry on plain paper is perfectly satisfactory. You can enter this contest as many times as you wish, but be sure your entries are in by midnight, May 15th, when the contest closes. Now, why do you want to see a World's Fair this year? Don't say it, write it. Write it down in 50 words or less, and mail your first entry together with a carton or label from any product bearing the trademark Vaseline to Vaseline Products, 17 State Street, New York City. And now, here is Jean Herschel, famous Hollywood star, as Dr. Christian, out front to take a bow. Our studio crowd is giving him a big hand. Dr. Christian, what kind of story have you selected for us for next week?
Well, next week, we hope to be able to have you all present at the dedication of our new hospital. It's a beautiful, bright colonial building set among tall, green trees under the hills at the bend of the river.
And I bet it was your idea, Dr. Kirsten, to have a colonial building looking as little like a hospital as possible.
But, Art, where do you see the furnishings? There isn't a white enamel bedstead in the play.
The ladies at River's End have had a field day arranging furnishings to look like a home, not a hospital.
Well, that sounds simply swell. You know, in fact, I feel a fever coming on this minute. Maybe you'd better look at my tongue.
Ah, go along with you, will you? Well, our time is just about up. So, to next Tuesday evening at the same hour, I'll say good night.
Don't fail to listen to Jean Herschel next Tuesday night in another heartwarming Dr. Christian drama called Doctor, Doctor, Come Quick. This is Arthur Gilmore bidding you good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.